Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special show tonight. This is Fatal 4-Way Radio Summer Scam Edition. I am your host.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Joining me as always is my co-host, Minister of Sinister.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
So, Minister, how are you after watching what was a piece of shit pay-per-view?
Oh, come on, man. You're too hard on it, brother. I'm actually doing quite well. Enjoyed a bottle of bubbly, a bottle of wine with my girl tonight, and we watched SummerSlam. I had a good time. I thought it was entertaining. And now I've opened up some Shiner beer, and this is Wicked Juicy IPA from Shiner. So I'm having a great time, Christian Chaos. And thank you very much for having me, by the way. Thank you. Thank you so much. It is your pleasure.
You're welcome. Well, he might be having a good time. I did not tonight because this pay-per-view was absolute in the shit. The only thing that was good on this pay-per-view was the big dog, Roman. That's right. He has returned. And finally, he has came back to reclaim what is his, a title that he never lost and a title he must reclaim. That is right. You might say he redesigned, rebuild, and reclaim. That's right, Rollins. Go fuck yourself. The big dog is back, and now our dreams have come true. He is finally heel. Minister, what are your thoughts on the big dog finally turning heel?
Man, I'll tell you what. It was a shocker to me. I was not expecting it. That was the last thing on my mind. But, you know, I was okay with it, man. I've been dying to see Roman Reigns turn heel. I mean, definitely since you've been on board here with us, what, 2 years now at least? Even before that, I've been dying for him to turn heel, and finally it looks like as it has happened, and yeah, I'm on board, man. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, this makes Braun Strowman obsolete. You know that, right? Like, Braun Strowman just turned heel, and already he's an afterthought.
Oh, man.
That's pretty fucked up for Braun Strowman.
That is fucked up. It looks like he's going to be the tragedy in this.
The pussy among men again. He turns heel for nothing. Basically. And people are going to be pissed off if Roman is going to beat the Fiend with the Universal Championship, because that's looking to be the case.
So you think that's what's going to happen there?
Yes, Roman's going to beat the Fiend.
Roman's going to... Now, he told... and then he was telling, you know, Strowman that he was not a monster. And so were you disappointed, though, to find out that he was not associated with the gang? What's their name? The gang that's running around.
The
right
Shield?
Now? No, man, the gang is running around right now. Yeah, the Retribution. Were you disappointed that, like, I mean, it wasn't announced that he was a part of Retribution? Were you kind of hoping that he was, maybe? The leader of Retribution?
No, I wasn't, because, you know what, that would have ruined him. Him being situated with that fucking stupid stable that didn't even show up the entire show. Why even brought... That's another gripe before we go on to the pay-per-view rundown. Why bother bring up Retribution in the beginning of the show if they never showed up? What the fuck was the point of that?
Yeah. Huh. They never did show up. You're right. So I'm wondering what happened to them. I mean, last week you broke it down so eloquently, and you said that they hadn't really done anything. What had they done? Now, I saw footage this week. It looked like they had perhaps done a little bit more than what you said. But shit, they didn't show up tonight. What the hell?
I don't fucking know. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But let's press on. Let's continue with the rundown of what was probably the worst SummerSlam I've ever watched, to be honest.
Oh, hell.
All right. Yeah, let's begin. Summer Scam 20, motherfucking 20. We kick off with the kickoff show, pre-show match, between Apollo Crews and MVP. My God, this was fucking awful. This was the slowest fucking match I've ever seen. This was not good. They have no chemistry with each other. And for the fact that Apollo couldn't even barely lift up MVP, that's an embarrassment. MVP loses clean with no shenanigans, no cheating or nothing. He just loses. And Apollo is still the champion. I hope this was the end of the feud because I am not going to sit and watch another fucking match between Apollo Crews and fucking MVP. I'm telling you right now, this is going to fucking suck if it happens on Payback. This match fucking sucked. This gets a great F, this match. Minister, did you get a chance to watch this fucking train wreck that was the kickoff match between Apollo Crews and MVP?
I caught the very end of it. I took off at the time to go get some beer. And so, in my haste, I left the show. And then I came back, but they were on when I came back. And I didn't get to catch, probably a good 4 minutes of it, the last 4 minutes of it, I would say. And I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was, I thought MVP would have won that match. At least that's what I'm thinking right now. We'll see what happens, with the contest that's going on over that other show. But, yeah, we do have a caller right now, though. 281, you're on the air with Christian Chaos and Chuck Amok.
Yeah, who is this?
What's up? What's up, guys? It's me, the Schroeder.
Schroeder?
Oh, hey, Schroeder.
Kanye Schroeder.
Kanye Schroeder. Kanye Schroeder.
So, Choder, just like I asked Minister of Sinister, what did you feel about the kickoff match between Apollo Crews and MVP? And did you also thought that this was a pile of dog shit?
No, I thought it was a slow start. It definitely felt like a pre-show match. All right, what's up here? It was like a pre-show match for sure. But it was only one of the two weak matches of the night, I thought.
Oh, there's a lot of weak matches in this card, but we'll get to that when we get to that.
Weak.
I did call Apollo Crews as winning this match. I went with my babyface gut, and I remember calling Apollo Crews as the winner. And so I'm happy that he went down like he did.
Yeah, but that was a dog shit match nonetheless. Moving on.
No, MVP
we go
was sleepy.
Moving on, we go to the opening match of SummerScam. That was Bayley versus Asuka again. I've seen this match 1,000 times. I do not give a fuck who wins or who loses. But again, my shenanigans, like always, every fucking match with Bayley, she fucking retains, making this pointless. What the fuck was the point in having Asuka face two of them if she was going to lose one match and then, later on, I'm not going to spoil. But it's bullshit. It should have been somebody else. This is what I said in the beginning. It should have been somebody else than Asuka. This was a waste of fucking time. I fucking hated it. What are your guys' opinions about it? Chuck, you go first.
Well, actually, as far as the match goes, I liked it. I liked it quite a bit. Christian, I grew up in an era when the women, they did not go at it anything the way they go at it now. And so, yeah, it's a real treat for me to get to see a hard-hitting match like this coming from women. And I enjoyed it. I thought that the right winner won. However, I did manage to make it out to my car to get the pad where I wrote the predictions down, and it's not looking good for me at all.
Yeah. sounds like you're gonna lose our bet.
And we still have a stipulation. We don't even know what the stipulation is for the loser yet. I'm getting worried. I'm getting worried, guys.
Well, we'll find out on Tuesday. Choder, what are your thoughts on Bayley and Asuka wasting our time?
I got swerved hard in this match. I called that this match was going to be the first match of the night. I definitely said that this would happen first, and it did. But then I said that she was going to beat Bayley and then lose to Sasha. It went differently. I think the match was good. Like I said, Asuka's awesome, so she always does good. She carried the match. Bayley's not as strong as Sasha. Still, in my opinion, I think that match was better, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But no, it was like 3 stars. That 3 out of 5. I would give it like a 2.5. I wouldn't give it
okay.
much higher than that.
Let's not go crazy here, okay? We've seen this match 1,000 times, and it was a waste of time in the whole scheme, the whole run of the scheme of things. So you know what? It was a waste of time. Yeah. Waste of time.
It is weird booking that she didn't win both matches. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense at all. Fucking dumb. Next match is the Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Andrade. Oh man, I don't give a fuck about this match either. We've seen this match on Raw, and the most saddest thing is Kevin Owens is on commentary. They didn't have nothing for Owens to do on SummerSlam, so they had him do a random match on commentary for no reason whatsoever. Anyway, the heels gets fucked over again. I don't know what the fuck their problem is with Andrade and Garza, but they lose again. They're nobodies now. Selena looks like a horrible manager. They somehow destroyed her managerial capabilities. Now she looks like a joke of a manager, and her clients look like a bunch of idiots. The Street Profits were idiots too. Like, this is supposed to be a serious feud, and the guy, one of them even got poisoned, and they're just still doing jokes and being cheerful idiots. It makes no sense booking wise. I feel like the wrong winners won this match. I feel like Andrade and Garza should have won because we need new tag champs, in my opinion. But you know what? Who cares? This match was terrible. Minister of Sinister, what is your response to this match? Minister.
I wouldn't call it a 5-star match, guys. By the way, sorry for the delay there. I wouldn't call it a 5-star match, but, you know, it was what it was. My cousin, Zelina Vega, was still phenomenal. I mean, I have to disagree with Christian. I think she's still, you know, one of the best managers out there, at least right now in this time.
She's being booked terrible as a manager. I'm not saying she is bad. I'm saying she's being booked terrible as a manager.
And I have to agree with you on that. However, I think that the Street Profits retaining – It's just that, you know, it's their time to shine right now. As far as Garza and Andrade go, I think this storyline kicks up another notch between them not being on the same page, and they move forward from there. And the Street Profits go on to somebody else, perhaps Cesaro and somebody, you know.
What do you mean is their time to shine, Minister? They've been tag champs for months. They've held the titles already.
Well, you know, man.
No more time.
I'm a huge fan, and I don't watch this as intently as you do. I'm more of a casual watcher, so like I will watch it intently for a month and then take 2 months off because, you know, I'm in a love-hate relationship with them that way. And so, you know, and then I just keep up with it here and there just to, you know, be able to talk about it on the air and whatnot. But it's not like I follow it intently the way you do. And so as a casual fan, I love the Street Profits. I think that guy, the one that got poisoned, he is such a freaking talent, and I would love to see him as world champion someday, but, you know, that's obviously in the future. But, yeah, man, I think these guys are dynamite, and I think it's good that they're shining right now, even though they've been shining for months, as you say. Just my thoughts.
Yeah, okay. I respect that. Chota, what are your thoughts on, you know, the Street Profits winning, even though I feel like they should have lost?
For the match, I think that it was like all the guys did a good job in the ring, but Zelina is getting booked like Lana used to, like how through the whole Bobby Lashley thing, like they're making her patsy for everything bad that happens. It's Zelina's fault. It's a lazy storyline with managers that they've done before, and they're obviously doing it again with her. She doesn't deserve it because she is better than Lana, for example, I guess. If I had to throw somebody under the bus. But, yeah, it was a good match, and the Street Profits are money. They should be the champs for a while. They should be, like, renowned champions, I think. They should give them more character and more spotlight.
Yeah, well, they suck to me. I don't know. They just awful.
You have to tell
opinion.
Us why, though. I got to hear why. Why do they suck to you?
Because their characters are obnoxious, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I can't deal with their characters.
It was
like,
good psychology. The match had old-school tag team psychology. At the whole beginning, Montez Ford was, like, stuck inside the ring, and he couldn't get a hot tag, and they did that whole thing. And that might be old and used, but it was a nice change of pace in the show tonight because you didn't see a lot of that until we got to, like, the Randy match later. You saw some stuff like that, but... It was a good old school tag team match altogether, and both tag teams are good, like cohesive tag teams, I think.
Nice.
You know, whatever. You know, you guys liked it, I didn't. You know, I'm just tired of seeing
it.
You have
the right
to not like it.
But it's okay, Christian. I mean, we don't always have to agree with everything, you know. But we're just here to make our points. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I know. I know. So,
I agree with you on Zelina, though, for sure. Zelina sucks.
Yeah. So the next, I can't believe I'm gonna say this fucking match. Oh fuck me. This one's a fucking doozy. I know for sure you two don't like this fucking match. If you two like this match, there's something seriously wrong here. This has to be the worst fucking match in the wrestling match of the year. Fucking Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville. Dude, if you two say you like this match, I don't know what's wrong with you both. This match was fucking awful. I am sorry. This had got to be the worst fucking women's match I've ever seen in my fucking life. Mandy cannot wrestle out of a fucking paper bag. She fucking sucks, dude. This was awful. And then Sonya no-sold most of the offense. Like, for instance, Mandy does her running kick move 5 times, and then she does the fairy tale ending, which she stole that from Tommaso Ciampa, by the way. And then she does another leg move, and then she pins Sonya. And then Sonya no-sold all of that. She gets right back up. This match was awful, dude. Mandy Rose couldn't even lift up a proper table. She couldn't put it upright. Like, come on, woman. It's not rocket science. It's a prop table. How heavy can it be? I'm sorry. This had got to be the worst wrestling match I've ever seen in my life. Chuck, what do you think about this match? Please, dude, you cannot say that this match was good.
No, I'm not going to say that it was good. I will not do that. I will agree with you, though. It was definitely, you know, I mean, Mandy Rose is not the best when it comes to catch-as-catch-can style wrestling or that type of thing, right? However, she still can be entertaining, and when she puts on a pair of rompers or whatever the hell that she was wearing, I mean, she can be very entertaining, if you know what I'm talking about here. I mean, what's the other one's name?
Sonya.
Yeah. Yeah, when Sonya Deville had her wrapped up, and I mean, it was camel toe gold there for a second, but you know, I digress. But the thing is, this match, I thought it was supposed to be hair versus hair, and I was very disappointed when I found out that there was no hair versus hair. I was like, what the fuck is this? It was a what the fuck moment for me.
No, there was no hair versus hair because of what happened to Sonya Deville, but I don't know how that lead to that, but whatever. Choder, bro, you cannot say that this match was decent. Please tell me this wasn't decent. This was the worst match ever, bro. Please. Choder.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, dude. It was the worst match. This match made every other match on the card look like $1 million. It made everything look like a five-star match because it was so bad. They were doing the spot on the table where they were trying to hit each other's faces on the table, and they were just not doing a great job of that at all. Every time they took the match outside, they were trying to make it a brutal match, right? And it just sucks. And then the whole spot with the table where she couldn't set the table up was bullshit. No, it was bad. And I felt bad for both the girls. They worked in this shit that happened to them into the storyline. They mentioned it on the air. And then they carried that into the match with them a little bit. They didn't focus on it. But just, like, I don't know. We touched on it on the last week's episode. I'm sure we'll get into it more. But they were not, like, on their top of the game at all. No, it was fucking bad. Yeah, I think of that. What's that? Melina and... there's like another famous women's match that's like considered the worst women's match. I think this one took the cake, though.
This was fucking awful. Worst match of the fucking year. Next match.
Hold on, Christian, please. Let me go in real quick. It kind of reminded me of back in the days when Eve, was it Eve Marie or what was her name? The chick that married that karate guy, the MMA guy.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me back of, like, those days where, you know, they were trying, and they were trying really hard, but they just couldn't really get it done. And to me,
I disagree. They weren't trying hard. Every time they hit that match, go back and watch it again. They're making, like, zero contact. Like, they're barely hitting each other.
Ah.
And they're, like, they're both gassed, and they're not, like, selling each other's moves right. It's real bad, dude.
Wow, and now you know what? That says a lot because they're best friends. So they're hanging out together. So, you know, I mean, either they're not inspiring each other or they're not motivating each other to train and stuff, because if you're gassed in a shit match like that, I mean, come on.
Next is the match between Dominic Mysterio versus Seth Rollins. You know, Dominic Mysterio showed us that he was good. You know, he has athleticism like his father, but that was all that he did. This match was a street fight, but this dragged on for way too fucking long. It was good in the beginning, but then it got long and long and long, and I got bored, like, all the way. Like, I don't care about Seth Rollins anymore. And the fact that Dominic Mysterio lost in his first match, his first official match, is a fucking travesty. I don't know how will this convince Rey Mysterio to stay with the company. If you have his son lose in his first fucking match, I don't know, dude. This was lackluster to me. This was a disappointment, man. Like, this dragged on for way too fucking long. It should have ended like in 15 or 20 minutes. It dragged on, and the wrong person fucking won, in my opinion, because aren't we sick and tired of Seth Rollins at this point? Like, what does he get from winning this? He's not challenging for the world title anytime soon. He's not even challenging for the U.S. title. So what the hell did Seth Rollins need this win for? Why does Rey Mysterio's family always get fucking buried, man? Like, this was fucking stupid. Like, you talk about SummerSlam moments. There was only one SummerSlam moment, and that was in the main event, after the main event. But are you kidding me? You book fucking Rollins tormenting this family, and you make him get away with it? Are you fucking for real? You know how many talent fucking Seth Rollins has buried since this fucking feud? Carrillo, Alistair, fucking Rey Mysterio, and now his fucking kid? Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck this. The wrong person won. This match fucking was lackluster. Chuck, what is your fucking personal opinion about this match?
So you were thinking that that Rey Mysterio Jr. should have won? Or Dominic Mysterio should have won this match? Is that what you're trying to tell me, bro?
Yes, he should have won. This was his moment.
Come on, man. Really? He's going to beat the Monday Night Messiah?
The guy's beatable nowadays, Chris. I mean, Chuck.
I mean, you know, you can't have, what is he, 19, 20 years old, beat the Monday Night Messiah. It's just going to ruin the Monday Night Messiah's credibility from here on out. The guy is still great. I mean,
his credibility. Nobody cares about this fuck no more.
Come on, man. He's still the Monday Night Messiah. He's still the focal point of Monday Night Raw. Now things can change.
Yeah.
Now that the animal, or I'm sorry, now that the dog, the big dog, is back. Okay, things can change now.
He's back on SmackDown.
He's not
going to Raw.
So the Monday Night Messiah is still the Monday Night Messiah. He's still the focal point of Monday Night Raw, and it's going to continue to stay that way. There is no way that this kid had any business beating Seth Rollins at this juncture in his career. It's just not feasible, man. But however,
come on, man.
20 years from now, that kid will have Randy Orton status, provided he keeps his nose clean and stays the way he is.
No, he fucking won't. Now he's discredited. Now he's not fucking. There's no investment in him. Like,
no. He's not even ready for it, bro. This was just a taste of what's coming in his future. WWE gave him a taste, obviously with Mysterio's consent, watching his son take those brutal fucking beatings. However, those beatdowns that he took are an investment for his future. All he has to do is walk a straight line, toe the line perhaps, do what's asked of him, even if it is being a yes man or whatever the hell you want to call it. That's all he has to do. He has secured himself a future with WWE going forward. Even Triple H had to be impressed by that. How could he not be? That was a badass fucking caning he took a couple of weeks ago, and hell, he took another beating tonight.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Chris. I mean, Chuck, I'm sorry. I keep calling you Chris. I have a friend named Chris. Sorry. Here's the thing.
You have a friend named Chuck, too, brother.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing, Minister. This was supposed to be a blood feud, and they barely used weapons. The only weapons they did was the kendo sticks and then the steel chairs. This was supposed to be a fucking serious feud, and they're fucking, the beginning of the fucking match is doing fucking, like, tentacle shit, which is supposed to be a fucking blood feud. That's fucking dumb. That's fucking dumb. Makes no sense. Dominic should have won because of SummerSlam moment. SummerSlam is like the second to the biggest pay-per-views, like WrestleMania. I'm sorry. Dominic should have won. This was his moment. And fuck me, at least put a Mysterio over. If not Ray, then fucking Dominic. Come on, man. Like, seriously, Seth fucking Rollins. Who gives a fuck about Seth Rollins, man? Nobody likes this fucking heel shit. Nobody can understand what the fuck he's saying. He says the same shit every fucking Raw. It's for the fucking greater good. What the fuck do you mean by that? He says the same shit. It's horrible. Choder, what did you say about this whole situation?
Dominic looked great in the match. Dominic did good. He didn't look like those two chicks in the match before him, for sure. And maybe that's why they put them before. Maybe they told him to suck it up so that Dominic would look better. I don't know. He was wearing, like, body armor. Did y'all see how much padding he had in his suit and stuff? Like, he looked like he had pillows strapped to his chest.
Yeah.
But either way, the Monday Night Messiah gimmick is totally stupid. And it was cool at the end, having the dynamic of, like, the mom comes out. And then they, like, handcuff Raven and, like, make him watch while they beat the shit out of his kid. Like, that's cool. But, right, they do that to Ray all the time. They bury his family. But his family always comes back. They'll get retribution. They're going to have payback. We're going to see it happen again. I don't think it's over.
No, I don't want to see another match between these fucks. Please, dude. I don't want to see another match. I want this fucking feud to be over already.
Maybe it's over. Maybe it is over because, I don't know. Maybe Ray comes back and fights him at Payback. Maybe Ray fights him with one eye.
I don't even want to see that. I'm tired of Ray. Like, fucking leave already.
At SummerSlam, this is what go, or at Payback, there might be a return match. There might be a return match scheduled at Payback. However, if there is a return match, and you can count, you can book this right now, Missy. Okay, if there is a return match at SummerSlam, the big dog comes out and wipes the fucking and mops the floor. Yeah, at Payback, comes out and mops the floor with Seth Rollins. Even book it.
Yeah.
I guess they're on different brands.
The match is too long.
Damn it. Somebody always has to fuck it up in my head. Thank you very much, Jonah.
Yeah. Well, whatever the case, the match was too long. It was lackluster. And, you know, Dominic did good.
Dominic did good.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He did good.
A beating like no other.
I know. The match was too long, though, and it was lackluster.
Yeah.
That's what I'm complaining about.
Up at the end, when Ray was handcuffed and when Dominic got fired up at the end, it was good. I believed in that. So it was cool. But then he got his ass whipped right after that. And he should,
yeah.
Because you're right. Seth is the Monday Night Messiah, Chuck. Like, he's stronger. He should beat him. There's no way that this kid should be able to beat Seth Rollins. But WWE should do a better job of booking Seth Rollins because he looks like an idiot.
Yeah, he does.
Random watch wrestling, and they didn't understand the Monday Night Messiah gimmick. They thought it was super stupid. They just hated Seth Rollins, so it's cheap heat.
At this point, guys, he's looking like Sheamus looked on his King of the Ring run. At this point,
yeah, he's fucking garbage. Next match, the Women's Raw Women's Championship between Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha Banks and Asuka. What more can I say? It was a better women's match, obviously. But again, I've seen these two face each other twice now. I don't care. And Sasha Banks lost the title in a span of 2 weeks. So what the fuck? What's the point in giving her the fucking title if Asuka was just going to win it back anyway? Like, what the fuck was the point of all this? What was the point of having Sasha Banks win the Raw Women's Championship just to lose it 2 weeks after in SummerSlam? That's just
she's not good enough.
Bad.
That's the story. The story is Sasha Banks' babyface build. They're going to build her back up. She's not good enough. She's going to get good.
That sucks because she's not credible anyway. She can't win a match to save her life. She had a win by a fucking countout. She's not credible at all.
It's because she's heel, though. She's going to go babyface, and because she starts wrestling and learning and remembering who she used to be, the boss, instead of being this, like, royal bitch.
Yeah, but as the boss, she still lost. She was still a loser.
Bailey's going to end up being a bigger heel, and then it's going to be her beating Bailey.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about this feud, dude. I honestly don't give a fuck about the feud.
Well, can I give my two fucks about it, man?
I kind of cut in.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, mister.
I'd love to give my two fucks about it. Believe me. I mean, there's two women involved, but I digress. Listen, guys, it's like Choder said, okay? It's like Choder said. The whole thing is a build-up. They're building up. Sasha's going to be the baby face, which is, you know, it's not really a good thing for Sasha. She plays the much better heel. I've never seen her play the baby face where she was effective. But if
her NXT champion run, she was baby face, and it was great. The NXT champion Sasha was the best Sasha.
Well, then there you go. Thank you very much, Choder, for that, because I never saw it. So if it was good, you know, then I'd like to see it. But I've never seen her be a good baby face, so to me it's going to be a challenge for her. She's a natural heel. But that's on another level, okay, guys? But this whole thing with Bayley, man, I'm still enamored with what they're doing with Bayley. They're turning her into a top freaking heel. I don't think we've ever seen a heel like this in women's wrestling ever, okay? The things that she's doing, just last week, okay, a few weeks ago, she did that whole thing where the whole run is that Sasha Banks is not meeting up to Bayley's standards and doing whatever she has to do to win, right? She's not taking the shortcuts that Bayley takes, and she's just not doing everything that Bayley would do. And it's been evident throughout. I mean, Bayley had to literally win the championship for her at the last pay-per-view by stripping the shirt off the freaking referee, putting it on and counting the 1, 2, 3 and giving the title to Bayley single-handedly, much like when Triple H did that with Kevin Owens right here in Houston at the Toyota freaking Center, and I was there. I freaking marked out. I marked out when I saw that, what I was telling you guys about just now on pay-per-view of last month or whatever. And then I kept noticing Bayley, and it's like, man, they're just doing a classic heel thing with her. Tonight, her freaking entrance reminded me of, like, the slow burn that they had with The Miz back when he was on his trek. It took them, like, about a year, at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years, from the time they started on Miz's hard push to the time that it culminated with him winning the freaking championship at WrestleMania or wherever the hell it was. It was a slow burn. And that's what they're doing with Bayley right now. And I'm not too sure it's not going to end with Bayley versus, the MMA girl, what's her name, that went off to have a baby or whatever like that. And or either that or Two Belts Becky or whatever the hell, when she makes a return from having her baby. But to me, they're building up Bayley into something, a big time heel. And then, of course, obviously, somebody's going to bring her down. But who? I don't know. That's the part I don't know.
It's Sasha. It's Sasha.
No. It is not going to be Sasha.
Yes,
in the end, Sasha's just going
to have to be. It has to be. That's what this is all
for.
For
the short time payoff, yes, it would be Sasha. Okay? But I'm telling you guys, they have a much brighter, bigger picture when it comes to Bayley. And it's probably because, you know, she spent, 5 years eating shit with that freaking storyline that she had. I mean, now this has got to be her time. I mean, imagine Bayley being Bayley, the person.
It's her time, dude.
Going from being that character of having the freaking, you know, to please the little girls and all that. Don't get me wrong. It's a good character.
Dude, it's gone to the point where it's annoying. Like, it's not good heel heat. It's go away heat. She's getting go away heat, and that's not good heat. She's getting go away heat, dude.
Vicky Guerrero heat?
That's the lazy heat. That's what they're going for with WWE with a lot of characters. They're doing it with Bayley. They're doing it with Seth. They're doing it with
Chad.
I mean, those are the two main ones.
It's not good.
Man, I don't see
that's
it
not
with
good.
Bayley, though. I still don't see it with Bayley. Perhaps I have the rose-colored glasses on.
It's not good. Because they're going to lose the tag titles in Payback anyway. And then Sasha's going to win the Royal Rumble and then beat Bayley at WrestleMania. It's already written. None of this shit matters. It sucks.
We talk about this
bursting my bubble, Christian.
On the show, we've spent more time on this feud than any other feud.
Because this feud's been building up for fucking... This feud's been fucking building up since 2 to 3 years by now, and it's fucking terrible.
It really has, Christian. We've been talking about it for fucking years. Since you have been on, at least 2 years, every bit of 2 years you've been with us here at Fatal 4-Way Radio. So, yeah, we've been talking about this shit for at least 2 years. And, Choder, I mean, you're a pioneer of Fatal 4-Way Radio. However, this was not yet going on.
Yeah, but back then, Sasha and Bayley were both in NXT, and they were both on fire, and they were the four horsewomen, and it was the shit. And then they've totally flushed their characters down the drain. And Sasha, who used to be one of my favorite wrestlers, is like one of the main struggling characters on the show that doesn't have any direction. And
I freaking hate that. I hate that that's what happened ultimately to Sasha. I really do, and I question if it was the whole alleged meltdown that she had last year or whatever.
Now, like, I'm not unhappy with the storyline. I think that she has direction, and if it is her doing a babyface turn against Bayley, then I'll watch that. You know, I'm not mad about that. But I feel for what Christian's saying. It's kind of getting to that John Cena point where it's like, we've seen it. Let's move on to something new and fresh.
You know what? Although I do have to agree with you on that, for sure. 100, actually. It does feel like Bayley is doing that John Cena deal. However, but in a reverse role, you know, in a heel type deal. But I'm not opposed to that because I actually enjoyed. I remember I used to enjoy the fans bitching about Cena. There was something about it that I don't know.
Dude,
maybe I'm revealing too much about her.
Dude, she literally had a broom with her in our promo tonight. She brought out a broom out of nowhere, and that's not good heel heat. That's stupid.
Kenny did it. She's stealing it from Kenny.
Oh,
that's stupid.
But damn, Kanye, to prove your point, we have spent more time on this feud than any other. Wow. That is,
yeah.
I mean, we could probably get a statistician to actually, you know, concur or corroborate what you said.
Yeah. Make like a compilation episode of just everything we've ever said about Sasha and Bayley.
God, please.
Yeah.
I hope nobody ever does anything with that, like that.
So we move on to the main event, and that is Braun Strowman versus Bray Wyatt. And
no, you skipped the match.
What was this? Like, seriously, what was this? Like, you just turned this guy heel, try to make him too serious, and then you have them fighting a terrible false count anywhere match. Like, seriously, they barely used any weapons. They went to the back like once. Bray hits him with a Sister Abigail, kicked out. Braun Strowman kicks out. Braun Strowman hits him with two running power slams. He kicks out. Then Braun Strowman, the idiot that he is, I guess since Braun Strowman turned heel, he's an idiot. He cuts the ring with a box cutter and exposed the wooden mat. And then the Fiend gets up. Like, he didn't suspect the Fiend getting up right away. And then Bray just hits him with the Sister Abigail twice, and that's it. But, like, what the fuck was this? Seriously? Are you serious? This was awful. Like, how can you make Roman Reigns look like a schmuck in span of 2 weeks? He looks like the biggest schmuck.
Reigns?
This had to be the worst world title reign Braun Strowman ever had. This sucked. This match sucked. Braun is a failure. He looks like Gene Snitsky now. And you know what? Turning him heel was for nothing. It was for nothing. Alexa Bliss was for nothing.
Oh,
I guess the whole
man.
Alexa Bliss thing was for nothing then, too. But she didn't even show up. So what was the point of this? What was the point in turning Bray Wyatt face? In fact, before we even... How did we get from here? How did we get from Bray Wyatt turning babyface and Braun Strowman turning heel? For months, Bray has been tormenting this poor man, bringing up his fucking past. And then he kidnaps Alexa Bliss, giving her the mandible claw. And somehow, during this, Bray's somehow the good guy in this situation, and Braun Strowman's the fucking bad guy. How the fuck did we get from here? How the fuck did we get from here, from Money in the Bank to SummerSlam? Tell me, Minister, how the fuck did we get from here? How the fuck?
Man, I really can't explain it. I mean, everybody's confused. I'm confused. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this feud. I mean, it's just also strange to me. I was expecting Alexa Bliss to come out, and it was such a huge disappointment that she didn't come out. And now, the way you're explaining this to me, I mean, it just totally makes sense. It has been a waste of time, and you know what? I mean, fuck it. I'll go one step further and say that, Braun Strowman's time appears to be freaking done. I mean, he's starting to look like Bray Wyatt did, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever the hell. Always right there, but just, you know, never winning at the pay-per-view. Never winning at the pay-per-view. That's where Braun Strowman looks like he's at right now. And Christian, holy crap. If that's really what's going on, shit, Swami. I mean, the whole Alexa Bliss thing was for nothing, and that just pisses me off. How in the hell could that be? I mean, I was expecting Alexa Bliss to come out tonight. Everybody knows that. There was no secret. I told everybody that that was going to happen and shit. Everybody was making fun of me because it didn't happen. But that's okay. I'm okay with that because, you know, I've been watching for fucking 50 years now. And not every day I say this is going to happen happens. In fact, it hardly ever does. But I digress. But, yeah, this is where we're at. And by the way, guys, the other night, I don't remember if it was on Raw or SmackDown or whatever the hell, they did that whole scene where Braun Strowman threw down Bray Wyatt from the freaking, from the dock. I don't know if you guys have ever been on a freaking dock like that, but they're 4 feet tall at best. It's 4 feet tall at best. I mean, the whole thing was disappointing. But, you know, I'll give them a beam for effort. I mean, they tried to do what they tried to do, but shit, come on.
Now let's hear from Choder. What do you think, Choder?
So I was expecting so much more from this match. I feel like Vince just booked this match as like Vince was just like, yeah, y'all just go in there and beat the hell out of each other, and it was just Vince was in charge of it and was just like, yeah, y'all just go backstage and we'll just do it like the old days. And it was maybe that's what they were going for, just a blood feud where these guys are just trying to beat the shit out of each other without any gimmicks. But the Fiend needs to lean on the gimmicks. That's what people like about him. He needs to do some scary shit. That's what I'm expecting as a fan. And then Braun claims to be bringing so much more to the match, and he didn't own up to it either. It was a long, grueling match, and they beat the shit out of each other, sort of, but it wasn't as hard-hitting as it could have been. And I guess just overall, like, yeah, Alexa not showing up, a lot of stuff, like, didn't happen that we would have wanted to happen, and it's really stupid to book a pay-per-view and to have all this stuff built up. You know, in my mind, SummerSlam is supposed to be the second biggest show of the year, and it was a letdown that we didn't see something, like, worth tuning in for, like, first-time viewers to tune in. Like, The Fiend isn't enough. Give us, like, some crazy shit. Give us, like, the Firefly Funhouse crazy segment. You know, I don't know. So that's my
man,
you
know,
match. But The Fiend deserves the belt more than Braun. So maybe we'll see more with him as the champ. I don't know.
No, we're not. Because I got three major talking points before I end the SummerSlam thing. One, now that the Big Dog's back, by the way, the Big Dog has returned. He returned. We don't know if he's a heel or face yet. I think he's a tweener. He attacked both Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt, so that means he's a tweener. He's not a heel or a face. He's in between. He returns. And here's a question. Did it look like he was wearing new teeth? Because his teeth did not look natural. Those teeth look too white.
He looked
white,
totally different, dude.
In my opinion.
He looked 100% different.
Which
he
is scary.
Greener, and his teeth were new, and his face was skinnier. Like, I don't think he had work done other than his teeth, but he's definitely leaner than he was. And it's a new look for Roman.
He does not look good. He looks sick, in my opinion. He does not look good, my friend. Oh, I'm worried about him. Anyway, another talking point. Now that Roman's back, you know that Bray Wyatt ain't going to hold that title for long. I bet you 10-1 in the next pay-per-view he loses it to Roman Reigns in a triple threat match, probably. That's all. Roman's back,
yeah,
and he's going to beat Bray Wyatt for the title anyway. So what the fuck?
We did.
Did this matter? What the fuck is this?
Did we miss a match? Did we touch on Drew and Randy?
Oh, yeah, Drew and Randy, that's right. I completely forgot about that match because, I'll talk about it in a minute.
But I'll tell you what, guys.
Yeah, let's finish this one up.
Just for, guys, if I may, real quick. Just for, I don't know what the hell to call this, but yeah, a fuck up, I guess. We did not take account for the Street Profits match. I don't have anything. No, I'm talking about when we made the predictions.
No, we did.
I think we did. I think it's on the show.
Oh,
we'll go back.
Shit. So I didn't.
We did.
I didn't write it down then because I'm not showing anything.
Yeah, we'll go back.
The screen.
But they're all there.
Hell.
I'm going to go back and make double sure.
Please do. but yes. Christian.
Yeah.
Chaos. Chaos continues,
yeah.
Please, Mr. Chaos, Mr. Chaos, Mr. Chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me finish these talking points and then we'll talk about Randy and Drew. The next one, another big frustrating thing. Where the fuck was Retribution? Huh?
Yeah, no shit.
Where the fuck were
Your
they?
Voice was ringing in my ears, dude. I was thinking of you the whole time, waiting for Retribution to come out, and they never did. And I was like, I bet Christian's losing his shit about this.
I was losing my shit. Like, why the fuck would you introduce them in the beginning of the show and they didn't do shit? They didn't fucking come at all. Like, where the fuck were they, these people? Were they too busy? Were they fucking taking a break? Was Sunday, like, their resting day? Because, you know, it was like a day of rest. Were they just getting home and sleeping in the fucking bed?
You'll never see Retribution coming because they're not to the show.
Motherfucker. What a disappointment. Fuck that. And,
big
the next,
disappointment for
the
me,
next,
too.
Yeah. The next major topic is the virtual fans thing. What a fucking failure this shit is.
What?
Dude, it sucks.
Elaborate.
First of all, those crowd noises aren't even from the people. You do realize
that,
bad. Right?
The crowd noises were like hypnotic at some point. Like during the main event, I was like, what the fuck is this sound that I'm hearing? It sounded like whales.
Yeah, it's not real. They're not real. It's input sounds. They're not fucking real. You know why they're not real? Because they were cheering for the heels at one point. And they're supposed to be booing the fucking heels. Most of the fucking match was cheering and clapping the same fucking clap audio. It was fucking
During Drew and Randy's match, it was like the same sound clip playing for like a fucking like 5 minute segment, dude.
Yeah, so no. That fucking sucks. And then you finally look at the people on the screens. Half of them were fucking bored to death, and the others were just over exaggerating their fucking reaction, like going fucking crazy. It's not fucking realistic. These people are not fucking wrestling fans. Fuck off. This virtual fan shit sucks. Half of them look fucking dead, and the other half didn't look like they bothered wanted to come into this fucking show. This fucking virtual fan shit sucks.
It had me thinking about how there's different levels of like social media and technology use. Like people don't know how to use their phones right, and so these people that probably like got on their phones to do it when the video came on for them to film their bit, like they didn't like know what was happening, and they just stared at their phone. Like everybody's just staring at their phone, like they're waiting for something to happen. It was a lot of awkward faces in the crowd for sure. I was really expecting to see some celebrity faces and some like stuff like that, but we didn't see anything like that, dude. It's SummerSlam; they always have celebrities, and I was totally expecting to have like famous people in the crowd, but it did not happen.
What about you, Chuck? How do you feel about it?
Big missed opportunity
Minister?
Not having famous people in the crowd.
Minister.
Chuck fell asleep.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he dropped off. Fuck. 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 Okay. Well, we're having technical difficulties for Minister of Sinister. It's his phone. Let's go talk about... I'll talk about the Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre match. I'm sorry, but this shit was boring to me. This match was boring. I'm sorry. There was too many fucking punches and kicks. What?
This is a really good match, dude. This is the kind of match I love.
Yeah, but
this was a good fight. They were fighting.
Yeah, but I didn't like the fact that Randy had to lose by a fucking roll up scoop. Back slam pin. I didn't like that. This guy's a legend
cerebral.
Killer.
So
and
the way that the match was won is like Drew was prepared for the RKO. Like Randy kept saying that it was going to come out of nowhere. And so the story is that Drew was ready for it. And he took advantage of that moment. So I think that that's the story they were going for. And it makes sense.
Well, of course he was ready because fucking Randy Orton was doing it too many times. It was obvious in the match. How many times did this
Randy
motherfucker try to do the RKO?
Golden Boy.
all of their promos that they've had, the video packages for Drew, like, I think they're really putting him over, especially having him win this match. Like, I was telling my friend in the moment that the match ended, I was like, man, if Drew were to win this match, they would have to go 100%, like, full force behind Drew. They would have to put Rocket on his back and just, like, push him super hard. And then it happened, and I was like, no way that Randy didn't win this match. It didn't make any sense to me. I wanted Drew to win, but he didn't. Or he did. You know, I wanted Drew to win, and he did, and I was not happy with that.
I don't know. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Of course it was predictable, because he tried to do it like 4 to 5 times, the fucking RKO. Of course Drew was prepared. Idiot. But, you know, all in all, Randy Orton, you know, I don't know where this goes from here. I don't know who Randy Orton's supposed to feud with. If Randy Orton, I'll tell you this much.
Seth Rollins.
If Randy Orton wins the fucking title at Payback, then why the fuck shouldn't he have won it tonight then? You mean to tell me he can't win in the most important pay-per-view ever, but he's going to win it in a fucking terrible pay-per-view?
Yeah, he's going to get some kind of stipulation. They're going to give him a gimmick match, and he's going to win in that.
Yeah. Fuck off. Yeah. It's fucking terrible. All right. We're going to start rating the show. So, Chowder, you start first. What'd you rate the show?
The whole show overall, I give it like 3.5 stars.
All right. Minister, are you back with us?
May.
Okay, well, Minister, if you can hear me, I want you to text me your rating for tonight's pay-per-view, and I'll read it out loud to the audience. So I'll wait for you to text me. Right now, people are kind of... Okay, hold on. All right, Minister has chosen 6.5 out of 10. Interesting.
Holy shit.
Well,
we're on a 10. If we're on a 10-star scale, that's different. Are we on 5 stars or 10?
We're just regular 10 out of... Yeah, 10 stars. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and finish, Sinister.
His is 6.5 out of 10. What's yours again? I guess, like,
I'm going to go from a 3.5, I'm going to go up to a 6.5 too.
Okay, well, I'm not, okay.
5.5. Put me down for 5.5. Fuck it.
Okay, 5.5, all right. Chuck said it was all right, but they could have done a lot better. I agree. So I'm going to give this show 4.5 out of 10. That's as generous as I'm going to get. The SummerSlam wasn't good for me. I feel like they should have done more with excitement. And, yeah, not have fucking repeat matches, because that was the majority of the card tonight. But all in all, it was a good show here. This show was good. Our review show was better than fucking SummerScam.
Hell yeah.
Chuck also said he was entertained, but I was not left on the edge of my seat. Okay. But that is going to be it for Fatal 4-Way Radio Summer Scam Review Show. I would like to thank Chowder for joining us. Thank you for coming on the show, Chowder.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And unfortunately, Chuck had technical difficulties, but I read through his text. And I would like to thank him for joining on this edition of Fatal 4-Way Radio Pay-Per-View Edition. And I have been your host, Christian from Philly, wishing you all a very good night. And I will see you all on Tuesday's edition of Fatal 4-Way Radio. Peace, motherfucker. And we will see who won the prediction game for SummerScam 2020. Until then, see you all and have a great night and a good fight. Good night, everybody.
presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.